6 months after the brutal murders of a West Brookfield woman and her three young children in their home, a man has been charged in the killings. The suspect is the cousin of the slain woman's husband. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
Rumors have been swirling in the small central Mass town since the March killings of Sarah Bermudez and her 2-, 6-, and 8-year-old children. Many residents had been hypothesizing about the involvement of the gang MS-13. Bermudez was a native of El Salvador, a country where MS-13 is known to have a stronghold. But the alleged killer was closer to home. A cousin, through marriage, 32-year-old Matthew Locke of Ware, Massachusetts, was charged with 4 counts of murder. He pleaded not guilty. Worcester District Attorney Joe Early says there is DNA evidence linking Locke to the scene and says the investigation is still very active. Early is asking the public for more information about Locke.
It doesn't take much of the imagination to understand just how difficult for the officers responding to the scene. The first ones at the scene, the state police detective, you know, many people, these people, yes, different families.
Locke did not speak during his arraignment. It's not his first in connection with this case. He's also charged with lying to investigators, saying he hadn't been to the Bermudez home in months. He also told police that his cousin, Moses Bermudez, had mentioned MS-13 in connection with the murder of his family. Bermudez says that's not true. West Brookfield Police Chief C. Thomas O'Donnell says he hopes the new charges will ease the anxiety residents of the small town have been feeling.
I think it is a big relief that finally we're brought some closure to the case. It's still not closed. We still have work to do. But I think it definitely is a relief that we're able to make this arrest today.
Moses Bermudez was out of town when his family was murdered, working as a longshoreman in California. He says he hopes speculation around his own involvement will come to an end now with the arrest of his cousin. With his eyes watering, speaking to reporters before the arraignment, Bermudez says he's still looking for answers.
This cut so deep to lose a wife and 3 kids. It's so deep. It's not natural causes. It's not an accident. I just want to know why.
Locke is being held without bail and is due back in court on October 18th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.